Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler's here, too. Ken is a longtime member of our brain trust. 7 years almost, he's been hanging out with us. CEO of SpiderWorks, and he is the author of Cause of Disturbance, which is one of my favorite books. Also, The 90% Rule, and he's one of the guys who makes us think about what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it and how to not just deal with change, but how to lead change. He's our good friend, Ken Tinsler. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So all these years, we've been talking about leadership. And you've been working on your organization, your new program. You call it the Dynamic, helping people understand the concept of the dynamic organization. And we've been talking a lot about leadership over the years. Now you've introduced a new word, buildership. And you're saying it may be the new leadership. What does that mean?
Well, I think what's happened over the years is, one, I had that, you know, fundamental awakening one day that the world is spinning so fast and we can't do it alone anymore, no matter how bright we believe ourselves to be. There's just too much change that needs to go on. And in terms of blasphemy, I'm trying to get rid of the word change because I think that it's not a thing. It's just something that needs to be instilled and done within your organization every day. And that, to me, is where I came up with the dynamic organization. It's an organization in which people are empowered to think and push ideas forward and to create a company that's agile, it can pivot. And above all, people know how to commercialize ideas, not just, you know, create the idea or invent something, but to commercialize it. And I think that, you know, just working with companies through that, working with my own company, I just realized that to remain dynamic, you have to push a little further than just leading what is today.
All right, well, keep going. I'm listening. You're making progress. So,
well, I wanted to create an organization that pushed me harder than I push myself. And to me, that's what buildership is about. Buildership is, it's the art of leadership, but on top of it, you add on or the ability of innovation and agility. Because a leader does what? We inspire people to achieve what is. There's a common goal. We rally people towards it. We're a leader is usually a good communicator, good interpersonal skills, and they inspire to achieve what's been defined for people to hit. But it doesn't leave a lot of latitude for exploration or change or understanding of what else might be needed to do. And I think in today's world where, you know, product life cycles have come down from years to months, I think it's too limiting. I think it's limiting for the organization.
So are you saying that leadership is a little bit too latent, that is too latent for today's marketplace, that while you're leading other people, you've also got to be building yourself instead of expecting your organization to build it, you should be building it, helping to build it yourself. What is the essence of the builder part?
The essence of the builder part is to inspire yourself and the people within the organization to look for new, improved, and better, not just follow you know, the edict set down by you as a leader.
Could we also say that the buildership part of this is the visioning? Visioning made manifest as a CEO. In other words, your vision for what you think needs to happen as a CEO where you make sure that it turns into something, you build it into something?
Yes, you're visioning, you're building it in, and you're ensuring that people have the latitude to interpret that vision and to push their own ideas and opportunities to build that vision to go forward. And if you look at the really great entrepreneurs, I mean, frankly, some of them just haven't been great leaders in that typical, you know, get up and rally people a sense, but they've really pushed themselves and their organizations to think about the new and the next step, what they need to do to build their organization. And I think that is what we have to latch on today. I think of the frozen middle, and which can be the frozen 98% in a lot of organizations, mm-hmm. occurs because people are just walking or following the leader in lockstep. And I don't believe that is a way to do business, given the speed of business and frenetic change today.
What is the difference in buildership and being innovative, being constantly innovative? Is there a difference?
I think it's founded on being continuously innovative. I think it's also founded in helping people understand or building an agile, or what I call a dynamic organization.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that are innovative, again, they still tend to flock to the top, if you will, with the C-suite or the innovation department creating the ideas. And I think that in buildership, we are helping other people within the organization to come up with ideas and, again, to commercialize them. And the one thing that I see missing in the whole commercialization aspect is that many people are tasked with coming up with ideas, but we don't create the processes within the organization to bring those ideas to market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a company that is set to build, I think that a leader that elevates to a builder understands how to translate ideas into commercialized opportunities. The processes and the empowerment, the opportunities exist for others in the company to do it. And again, change, the word change just sort of disappears. It dissipates
mm-hmm.
because we're not changing.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
that's
just because,
well, when it's like a fish in water. You know, fish don't talk about being in water. They just are, right? So if things are changing all the time, you don't have to talk about change. It's your way of life, right? Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after the break and talk about I want Ken to tell us a little bit more about this dynamic organization, to remind us a little bit about that and how buildership fits into that. After the break, 20 after it, right back with Ken Sensor. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.